Okay. So we now welcome in, I would do anything for this man if he asked, the great Adam Carolla. Good morning, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Always. In fact, let's go ahead and hit it right now. Let me find it. Adam's got a show, and it's going to be with Gina, Borderline Thousand Oaks live podcast this Friday, 9 p.m. You have a cruise?
Yes.
The Carolla Cruise, Friday, December 9th through the 12th. They're going to go to Ensenada, Mexico, including a live podcast show and a screening of Adam's movie, Road Hard. How you been, Adam?
I think we lost him.
Well, that's too bad.
Very angry with you.
He's calling
there
again.
There he is.
All right. So we lost you. Adam, how are you?
I'm good, except for one simple truth, which is, since cell phones have been invented and since I've been a homeowner, I've never lived in a house where I got cell phone reception. And I know that that message wouldn't resonate with starving people in Biafra, but living in L.A. in 2016, it is brutal. I really shouldn't have to pay, I feel like I shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Because of this.
Now, Adam,
because
Gina,
of this, you don't realize that your phone not working in your home or in your driveway is a wild inconvenience.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, I was doing the show, and you know Gina's in here with me, and I was playing a song one day, which was helping me tell a story. And in the middle of the song, I said, I realize I'm in the minority here, but I actually love this song. I'm going to play you a snippet of it, Adam. Here it is.
Having my baby.
Told you.
Gina told me that I had to tell you.
Well, it's funny because it's the most specific song about having a child that I've ever heard. Like, if you listen to old Beach Boys songs and they're talking about cars and tacking it up and I got a 409 and positive traction and fuel injection, like, it gets really specific, and this is that for having kids. He's put his seed in her, he's watching him grow. I think at some point he talks about a sonogram. It's really
whether she's having a breech birth.
It's like listening to that song is like walking in on one of your mom's friends when she's in the bathroom.
God.
All you want to do is go, oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Jacobs. No, I didn't see any. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go out. And by the way, wonderful deviled eggs. Wonderful deviled eggs. Sorry. Thank you. I'll return the tray. I'm going to be outside.
So he does not share your love.
Yeah, it's intimate. It feels like I'm seeing something I shouldn't see or hearing something I shouldn't hear.
And Gina also told me to ask you about your lobster story.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I got a couple guys from the East Coast that work for me, and as a gift over the 4th of July holiday, they sent over lobsters, and you know, I like lobsters when they're in sauce. I don't, but when they're alive. So he sent them over. I opened the box. I did a full Woody Allen with them. They start to come alive as you pull them out of the box. No. The slower you pull them out of the box, the more alive they become. And I couldn't throw them into the pot of boiling water. I didn't have a pot that held more than half a lobster. My son was freaked out. My daughter was freaked out. I was trying to grab them with tongs. My wife, you want to talk about a chef. These are two things that will go on my wife's reel in terms of can she cook. And then I'll tell you a side story. My wife, first, number one, 10 years ago, I saw her preparing an avocado. I walked into the kitchen. She was peeling it like an orange, literally with her fingernails. I said, oh, my God, what are you doing to that avocado? She said, I'm pulling the skin off it so we can make guacamole. All right. Number one. Number two, she then, my wife suggested, well, why don't we just take the lobster to the butcher and have them prepare it? I'm like, they're live Maine lobsters. You're supposed to drop them in the pot live. And then, of course, number three. three, the biggest laugh I've gotten all year was I did a kitchen remod. I just finished it. Gene will tell you all about it. I went to a kitchen store alone and was looking at cabinetry. The nice woman with the clipboard was showing me all the different styles of cooking, and at some point she pulled out this Euro magic cabinet door, and this doghouse door opened up, and this big pneumatic arm thing came out and had one of those big industrial mixing bowls with the big mixer and the oscillating mixer on it. And she looked at me and she said, "Does your wife bake a lot?" That was the greatest. That was the best laugh I've had all year.
Could have just stopped at bake.
Yes, you could have just stopped with the B sound, but a lot is what she said. So, that was funny. I'm thinking of having her open for me next time I go out. Just do that kitchen stuff, baby. It's all A material.
I don't know, Adam, how it, because you do about 30 podcasts a week. You make movies. You're remodding house. I really don't know where you find that. Do you sleep?
Yeah, you know, really what you do is, and I tell people this all the time, you surround yourself with really good people. Not Gina. I just like to stare at her boobs.
Thank you.
But other people that are really competent, and you just delegate. You delegate, you delegate, you walk in, you look at something. I mean, Gina, you've seen it. You've seen the other guy come from the other shop who's making the documentary and go, this, that, and the other. You go, yes, that, this, that. It's then you like, walk into the next room.
It's like the opening of the West Wing. Well, they sort of just appear and then they disappear.
Well,
right. You give them their marching orders and then you come back and check with them in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Same way with building a kitchen. I was literally in my kitchen this morning just yelling at someone five different things they had to do, and then I ran out the door.
Well, a couple of things that I want you to know. If you've yet to move into the world of podcasting, what I would suggest that you do is you start with Adam Carolla. It is a daily podcast easily found on Stitcher, found on iTunes. It is a daily show. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's two. And that really is one of the best podcasts in the world. And you're going to get a second dose of Gina Grad. But he's also got tons of other shows that are on there. So you got to check that out. And if you want to go see a live show, Adam Carolla Live at the Borderline Thousand Oaks Live Podcast Show this Friday, 9 p.m. And then sign up for the Carolla Cruise Friday, December 9th through the 12th. It's heading to Ensenada, Mexico, live podcast show and a screening of his movie Road Hard with a post-screening Q&A with Adam. Mr. Carolla, it is always my pleasure to have you. The best to you and have a great day.
Thanks, Mark. Love you, baby. See you soon, Gina.
Bye. See you in an hour. 2 hours.
That's what he means. He means I'll see you in the
Literally. Night.